Shalom, brothers. I hope this message finds you well and grounded in the grace of your ministry. I want to take just a couple of minutes to highlight a few important things coming up in our diaconal life together. First, retreats. As you know, our annual retreat is canonically required if you're active or retired active. If you haven't yet registered for one of our four remaining retreats, please contact my office as soon as possible. These are silent retreats set aside for sacred and personal time with our Lord, as all of you know. So please, honor that silence while in the building and at meals. If you'd like to visit or share fraternity, I encourage you to step outside to the campus grounds or the accompanying parking lots. Now, a gentle reminder, no alcohol is permitted on these retreats. While we all value brotherly fraternity and a glass of beer or wine might seem to enhance that, we trust that the Holy Spirit provides us with a deeper gift of true communion and joy. So let's keep total focus on the Lord and His works in our hearts. And also, each retreat will have a liturgical assignment schedule. So if you're assigned, please bring your alb, cincture, and the stole appropriate to the liturgy listed. Next, a quick but important note on deacon funeral liturgies. Brothers, these are sacred moments where we stand together in charity and prayer with the families of our brother deacons. I expect the deacon council and the personnel board members to attend at least one of the two liturgies when a brother passes. All of us should attend as many of these liturgies as possible. I continue to send out emails and include them in the gospel truth, so please stay attuned to that, and thank you for this. Now, something exciting. I'm working on a Sikh partnership, actually Focus, with their Sikh conferences. And the ministry for this is going to be very outstanding for us. I'm asking for a few deacons to be willing to participate in a focus group to drive this initiative. It's a great opportunity to promote diaconal vocations to Focus alumni at Sikh conferences. And we have a Sikh conference coming up next year in Denver, as well as Columbus, Ohio, and Fort Worth, Texas. And it's to help us identify and to interact with Focus alumni who may be discerning a call to the diaconate. So please reach out to me directly or through Amy if you're interested in helping out. And finally, mark your calendars for two big events. Ordination of our deacon candidates is June 14th at 9 a.m., at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. So please come and support our new brothers. Also, we have Deacon Day on August 12th at Immaculate Heart of Mary, as we always do, 5 p.m. Mass with fellowship to follow. And I'm announcing that our 2026 convocation is set for the weekend starting Friday, March 13th through Sunday, March 15th, 2026. So mark your calendars. And I'm working on our outstanding speaker agenda as we speak. So, brothers, thank you for your faithful witness and your fraternal spirit. Please continue to keep each other in prayer and our deacons that are going to their reward with our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity as we continue to serve our Lord with gladness and hope. God bless you all.